May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know if you know the story of Lord of the Rings, but I really love the character of Sam in that story, who is the faithful one to Frodo. And although Frodo is the kind of the one who's given the ring and has given the responsibility to destroy it, he could never have done it if Sam, his friend, hadn't stuck by him all the way through tough times. And in some ways, our story of Ruth is kind of a predecessor of that story, or maybe it's the original story of faithfulness. Perhaps you recognized her speech to Naomi, because it's been repeated many times since then by different people there, in both in the Bible and in society. And I think it's a lovely story, the story of Ruth and Naomi, and I'd really recommend that this week you open your Bible and read the whole of the book, because it won't take very long, and it's just a really interesting story of loyalty and faithfulness and how God is there within it. But today we are focusing just on that part of the drama where Ruth says to Naomi that she won't leave Naomi. And it's really interesting to think about why is it that Ruth would say this to Naomi when her sister-in-law, Orpah, did really what was the logical thing to do? Because Naomi was in a really tough situation. She was a widow. Elimelech had died previously, and now both her sons had died. She was left without a man in her household. And basically, she was returning to Bethlehem to rely on the charity of her relatives. And they've been through a tough time. There's obviously not enough food for them in Moab, where they went to try and find food originally, and they're heading back. Naomi hears, and we hear that God's blessing Bethlehem and the Judean countryside with new harvest. So Naomi says, I've got to go back there, and maybe that's where I'll do better. But she does the right thing and says to her daughters-in-law, look, you've got a chance. You're not old like me. You've got the chance to marry again and have children. Why don't you go back to your people, the Moabs, and start again there? You don't have to be stuck with me. Because really, she knows that going to Bethlehem is going to be probably a life of poverty for them. And Orpah does the logical thing and says, okay, I will go back. But Ruth sticks by her and says that great speech. And I want to repeat again because it's so great. Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Now, hearing those words, does it remind you of anything, perhaps? They point to something really significant and special going on in that relationship between Naomi and Ruth. And you could think, well, you know, Ruth's been the daughter-in-law, and they've lived together as a family for 10 years in Moab, so, you know, maybe they're good friends, Naomi and Ruth, and they've built up a good relationship. And maybe that's why Ruth wants to stick by her. But I think this speech points to something actually deeper than that's going on here. It's a commitment that Ruth wants to show to Naomi. It reminded me of marriage vows, if you think about it, because marriage vows, when two people commit to one another for the rest of their life, they saying, we will stick together no matter what, through thick and thin, till death us do part. And that's how Ruth finishes her talk, till death us do part. And now so there's a special kind of commitment that Ruth's saying. And it's not here a marriage commitment, but it's a special commitment. And actually, in the Bible, there's a special word for this kind of commitment, which I can identify, which is that of covenant. Covenant is the word of the special promise between people, but in the Bible, particularly between God and his people. And so I feel that the story of Ruth, and a wonderful story of faithfulness and loyalty, but also is telling us a lot about who God is and how God wishes to relate to us, how he calls us to relate to him and to one another. And that is through this idea of commitment and loyalty and this covenant. You perhaps remember the words of Jesus at the Last Supper saying, "This is the new covenant," when he gives the bread and the wine given in my blood. And Jesus uses the word covenant as well. And as Christians, for us, the cross is the symbol of the great covenant between God and us. Because through thick and thin, when things weren't right, God sent his son to die for us, to do what he could, to show his loyalty for us, the covenant, to renew that relationship between God and the world, the people of the world. So we have in the story of Ruth the wonderful symbol of covenantal relationship, and it points to us about who God is and how God wishes to relate to us. If you read the whole story of Ruth, you'll see that their situation, although it's hopeless, through Ruth's special loyalty and faithfulness, amazing things start to happen, and they happen very slowly. But a new hope emerges in unimagined ways that they would have never have imagined, thought of before. And in fact, Ruth becomes one of the great grandparents of King David and the line of King David. And so if you read the full story, you'll read about that. It was a time also of great chaos in Israel. We've been learning in previous weeks about Deborah and Gideon, and the people of Israel were looking for that charismatic leader. And that reminds me of something of our society at the moment, and nations across the world, trying to find that leader who's going to save the people. And within that, here's a story of Ruth, who is not that charismatic leader, but through her faithfulness, as we see over the time, actually does something amazing. Amazing things happen for the country. And so, again, it's also a story of hope for us about how goodness can come through loyalty and faithfulness. Not in a charismatic leader, but in the story of Ruth, a penniless widow who has no one to stand up for her, but God is faithful to her. And amazing things happen. I thought that we could show some of, in response to the story of Ruth, I thought we could do something together. And in your booklets, you will find a heart-shaped post-it note. Now, if Gav and friends could perhaps pass out some pens, I would like you
And some more post-it notes for people who don't have a booklet.
Yeah, if you don't, there should be one in each booklet, but if you don't have a booklet, then get a post-it note from Gav and Jermaine as they come round. And if you have a pen, grab a pen, or Gav will give you one. And you'll see behind me, we've created a paper chain of people. And I did this to kind of, I thought it would represent really well the idea of the family of God, the people of God together. And also it can represent our families, our brothers and sisters, our spouses, our partners, grandparents, those we love, our friends. And on your piece of post-it note, I'd like you to either write a prayer or a commitment that you would like to make. A prayer to God or something that you are really longing for in your family, some kind of a longing of commitment, perhaps of faithfulness. Or it could be a commitment that you are going to do. So maybe it's something simple like, I will help, I will remember to do my Saturday chores, or I won't let my friend down when they ask for help. So any kind of commitment that you'd like to write on your heart. What we're going to do in a moment is come forward when you've written your prayer or commitment, and I would like you to stick it on one of the people, anywhere on a person at the front, because we'll need to use all the space we can because there's lots of us. And that's your way of coming forward and saying to God, like Ruth was committed to her family members and saw something more deeper going on in their relationship, a covenant relationship. I want to commit myself to my family, to my brothers and sisters, to my friends, and to God's family, to one another, through this prayer, this commitment. So let's just have a time now. Perhaps the music team, when you get a chance, could play something in the background. And just come forward when you're ready and stick your post-it notes on our people at the front.
You don't need to write on it, you can just bring it out.